tell me about the role of religion.
Okay. Oh, very big. Very.
It's a big conversation. Would you say that it was mandatory to go to church?
Yeah. I was an altar boy. I grew up
as a
Catholic, super Catholic. My parents do the Holy Ghost Society. Like, literally, I can say, like, the Our Father in English and Portuguese and like,
did you go to Mass in Portuguese?
I was in 1145. I was the altar boy for 1145 Mass, even though I didn't want to be the Portuguese Mass. Even though I didn't want to be the Portuguese Mass, I had to be the Portuguese Mass altar boy because my parents needed me to be the altar boy at the Portuguese Mass so they can go, that's my son. Here's my parents' beliefs. They are truly Roman Catholic. They do the Holy Ghost Society. They do all that stuff, right? I was made to be an altar boy, even though I didn't want to be. I had to do the Portuguese Mass, even though I didn't want to be, even though I spoke English, right? The only cool thing I ever thought about being an altar boy is I got money for, funerals and weddings.
Yeah.
More for weddings. It was awesome. I've attended thousands of weddings. Seriously, I've been at more weddings than you could ever imagine. And I've been at more funerals than you could ever imagine. Yeah. Religion is so important to at least my family that it literally is the identity, I think. Like, if people were to think of my parents, they would think of the Holy Ghost Society.
Okay. So synonymous. Completely enmeshed in their identity.
Completely enmeshed. They've been part of that society since they come in. My father was literally the president of the Holy Ghost Society for years. Years. Like, my dad literally, like, loves my kids to death, but will give up every Sunday to go try to buy cows for the Holy Ghost Society.
Right, because they auction.
Because they auction off the cows and stuff. So, like, literally, like, it's a job to if I put them in many hours into something like that.
So he's really planning the festa's plan.
Oh, yeah, no, like, everything. He just retired from the president a year and a half ago. But, like, we were just in Mortadums a couple of years ago. Like, we've had the fifth Sunday.
Can you tell a little bit about that is?
All right, what the Holy Ghost Society is basically, once Jesus rises from the grave, on Easter Sunday, it starts a tradition in the Portuguese-American communities called the Holy Ghost, right? And basically, it's six Sundays. And after the sixth Sunday, there's a mordom, which is like a grand marshal. It's like the lead guy. It's basically the honorary, hey, we capped it off. And every Sunday, someone at someone's house, every night, these random strangers, it's like literally, like, I am opening my house to anybody. Anybody could come to my house. Non-religious, and you come and pray the Holy Ghost, and then you drink and eat food afterwards, and you talk, and you be merry, and then you repeat it for an entire week.
And the family that has the hosting, that's a big honor.
It's a big honor. It's not even a big honor. It literally is the honor, all right? So when you're the Mordom, which is the Grand Marshal, it's a two-week thing. It's like being president. You're literally the head of everything. Everything is in your honor. It's a super important thing. My parents were it a couple of times. They've had a couple of regular Sundays. It's a huge investment.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars are going out.
I remember a family once on, I think Chestnut Street, built an addition on their house.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could.
Because they needed more people. Think about that. They built an addition on their house to host the people after they're already going to pay thousands of dollars.
For the food. Because you're putting the food and the drink.
The alcohol. The heat. The lights. The lights. Because it's all these altars. We will see pictures later of these altars. I have pictures. Like, but it's a beautiful thing. And they pray the rosary. The literal rosary. Mm-hmm. Singing and all this stuff. Every single night for a week. And then on Sunday, they do a mass. They do a procession where all these kids who don't want to be there, being honest, this is from expression, are forced to be there because they're Portuguese little kids. But deep down inside, it's kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. You know, this is, you know, because you feel special because you're in this, like, white tux as a boy. Yeah. And as a girl, you're in this beautiful white dress. When else as a woman are you in a white dress? Think about it.
Communion and wedding.
Well, exactly. Two of the most important parts of a woman's life. You know what I mean? And you get to be in a white dress. So these girls fall. The girls love it way more than the boys. Obviously. Because they get to dress up and stuff. But you still get to march down the middle of the road while police are holding everybody back while everyone's looking at you. For a dude like me, as much as I pretended to hate it, it was awesome. I was a rock star.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, because yeah. it's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. But
it's so important in the community that
but it is.
You can't help but feel that.
But to this day, I have Portuguese older ladies who come up to me and pinch my cheek. And are like, Leo, oh my God. Because why? I was part of their life. Mm-hmm. I was part of what made them a Portuguese person. Do you know what I'm saying? And when I was there, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You like, everything you do becomes interwoven into this, like, amazing fabric that you don't realize is there. Like, I see it with my children, like, going to the festas, the feasts, and doing the white little paper ticket things. These little white paper tickets where they're in a bowl and they're, like, rolled up and folded. And you win prizes. And their prizes suck! They're terrible!
Yeah.
You never, like, they're terrible. But there are a million of them, and you might just get that one. It's literally Portuguese gambling. It's how Portuguese people learn how to gamble.
And what's that called?
Bilhetes. Yeah. Bilhetes, the little tickets, the bilhetes. But as a little boy, when you start rolling the bilhetes, because you know the Portuguese ladies, and they love you, and they let you start rolling them, so you think you might have an advantage.
I'm going to mark this one a little.
You think it's yeah. You start realizing that you've bitten into that Portuguese culture without even realizing, like, this is like